Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations. You are an idiot. You are stupid. You are incompetent. And the Biden regime and the airlines believe and the media believe that you're so dumb and you're so stupid that you cannot connect the dots of what's happening in this country. I'm going to give you a headline. A quarter of all American airline flights have been canceled this past weekend, and even more were canceled on Monday and Tuesday. Why? Because, quote unquote, additional weather issues. That's right. More than 2,000 American airline flights have been canceled since Friday alone. American Airlines blame, quote, additional weather and tight staffing for a quarter of all of their flights being canceled this weekend. FlightAware, a flight tracking site, said that there were 376 American Airlines flights canceled on Friday. Don't worry, it's just weather. 543 on Saturday. Don't worry, it's additional weather. And another 877 flights canceled on Sunday afternoon. Don't worry, it's additional weather. And if you want to know how many have been canceled on Monday, they started off the morning by telling you, yeah, we're going to cancel another 300 plus today. We'll keep you updated on how that goes. This is how it works. Now, what's the reasoning? Well, they think that you're so stupid that they can just tell you this. American Airlines says their 2,000 plus flights have been canceled, roughly one in every five, now almost roughly one in every four, was just a problem of bad weather. In a memo, American COO said the airline is proactively canceling flights to provide scheduling certainty for our crews after high winds that I guess have lasted now for 4 days and bad weather hit major hubs, including Dallas-Fort Worth on Thursday. So because of what happened on Thursday, you're canceling massive amounts of flights on Monday? Got it. Okay, yeah, this is how dumb they think you are. This is how stupid they believe that you are. Now, remember the backlash that just happened with a bunch of people doing sick outs at Southwest Airlines. And they, of course, blamed it on bad weather and FAA shortages because you're so dumb, you'll believe anything, right? You're the idiots. You're the minions of their tyranny. Now the CEOs of those companies, that which had to initially backpedal on their mandates, are now doing new mandates in a new way. Let me give you some headlines here just so you know. The Delta CEO is now going to harass unvaccinated employees and force them to actually pay for their weekly COVID-19 tests. United Airlines CEO said employee vaccine mandates are, quote, inevitable. Frontier, they're doing the same thing. And Southwest is trying to figure out their new policy. Now, Delta Airlines CEO, and again, this is all because they have these government contracts and they always get government bailouts when they make stupid decisions. And that money's important because trillions of dollars at this point in bailout funds that they are planning on getting their hands on in the future. Anything, anytime there's bad weather and you're so stupid, we will bail them out, right? Because we're the minions of their tyranny. The Delta CEO said, look, you have the right, you have the choice to do whatever it is you want to do as an employee, but it's going to cost you. Take a listen to this on CNN.
Airlines is ramping up pressure on its employees to get vaccinated. Weeks after announcing that it would not require shots for workers, the airline is enacting new policies aimed at, in effect, incentivizing vaccinations. You might even say penalizing not being vaccinated.
Might even say penalizing. It is penalizing. You're forcing your employees to be harassed and pay for their testing, their COVID-19 testing on a weekly basis comes out of their pocket. Don't say that you might even say penalizing. It is penalizing them. Now, I want you to understand that the employees and the unions got played here. The airlines realized that they were in meltdown mode. And they saw how much money it cost Southwest Airlines. I'm going to give you the figures that we have been given now, all right? 3 weeks ago, when Southwest Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights over several days, they lied to you and said it was weather and air traffic control issues. The FAA smacked them around and said, don't blame us, and it wasn't the weather. That sick out, because of their vaccine mandates, cost the airline $75 million. Now, what they realized was, okay, we got to get smart about this. Now, what does smart actually mean? It's a great question. Smart means we got to figure out a way to backtrack. And we got to backtrack as fast as we possibly can. Okay, we got to backtrack as quick as we can. And then figure out what our game plan is. So if they try to do this again, we'll have maybe more replacement pilots and more replacement flight attendants and more replacement people on the ground, baggage handlers, mechanics, so that then we can go back out there and go back into our mandate mode. They also realize that just saying we're going to have a fire date, right, a kill date for your career is not going to work. So what we'll do instead is say, you have the right to not get vaccinated, but here are the requirements. And every airline apparently is going down this road now. Because why wouldn't you? Right? Why wouldn't you go down this road? There's no reason not to. Go all in. Is there any reason not to go all in? If every other airline behind the scenes is colluding with one another, why would you not follow suit with everybody else? Now, they just had to get better organized, right? So they could suck the life out of their employees who refused to get the jab. And that's exactly what the CEO of this airline is about to tell you. He's just going to be honest with you. Yeah, it's going to cost you. Right? It's going to, if you don't do what we tell you to do, it's going to hurt. You're going to have to pay some serious cash so that you can then decide to keep being stupid. I pretty much think that's the only way to describe this. Listen to the arrogance of this Delta CEO announcing new policies to harass their unvaccinated workers.
I'm joined now by the Delta Airlines CEO, Ed Bastian. Good to have you on this morning. Explain to us and our viewers what's new.
Well, Jim, thanks for having me. Good to be with you. Protecting our people has been our number one priority throughout the pandemic, as it always is. And I'm real proud of the work our team has done, from testing. We were one of the very first companies to be out 15 months ago with wide-scale testing of all employees. sponsoring vaccines at all of our main locations. Right here in the state of Georgia, we hosted the largest vaccination site in the state. We vaccinated hundreds of thousands of people, both Georgia residents as well as our own people. And we've already gotten up to 75% of our population, the Delta employees, fully inoculated at this point. But we also know that's not good enough. And with the news of the FDA final authorization for the vaccine being approved, it gives us the opportunity now to go to that next step and provide more stringent requirements on those people that have not been vaccinated. And there's a few things we're going to do. First and foremost, masking works. We're going to make certain that any unvaccinated employee is wearing a mask at all times in our operations, particularly when indoor settings. Yep. Secondly, we're going to enforce weekly testing of employees. So starting in 2 weeks, every employee that's not vaccinated is going to have to submit to a test to confirm that that person is not infected. And third, and I think very importantly, starting November the 1st, we're going to implement an insurance surcharge such that if you're not vaccinated at that point, we're going to add a $200 monthly premium surcharge onto your health insurance costs because...
Whoa. Hold on. I thought we were about protecting people and giving them good health care. Now you're going to penalize people and make them pay a surcharge of $200 a month just to have health care, which I thought was a human right when we passed Obamacare. Like, you shouldn't... How dare you do that when Americans are hurting right now? Welcome to tyranny, folks. But remember, when you miss a flight on any one of these airlines, it's just bad weather.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I want to go back to the conversation I had, or the mention I had a moment ago about Obamacare. Do you remember when the Democrats said that health insurance is like a human right? That no one should go without health insurance? That health insurance should be affordable for everyone? Can you imagine if a private company would have come out when they were pushing for this, and that private company would have done something like this, saying we're going to charge you a premium for not getting a vaccine? Can you imagine what their response would have been? A monthly, now do the math on this. This is a $2,400 a year penalty for those that aren't vaccinated. That's a hell of a lot of money, especially for a counter worker, a baggage handler, somebody working on the ground in operations, somebody working in a call center. What they have decided to do, and this CEO has decided to do, because you're nothing but a minion to them, is they're going to take $2,400 away from you. That's your bend over and your spanking from corporate America and the Biden regime for not getting in line. Not only are we going to make it hell on you, we're going to harass you, but we're going to charge you a premium for not doing what we tell you have to do. But don't worry, you have a choice, right? We're not doing a vaccine mandate. No, we're just going to make life virtually unlivable for you within our company.
So starting in 2 weeks, every employee that's not vaccinated is going to have to submit to a test to confirm that that person is not infected. And third, and I think very importantly, starting November the 1st, mm-hmm. we're going to implement an insurance surcharge such that if you're not vaccinated at that point, we're going to add a $200 monthly premium surcharge onto your health insurance costs, because this is not just costing lives. This is costing us financial resources as well.
Understood. So in a sense, they have to pay for
it. Okay, hold on. Let's be clear. This isn't just costing us lives, right? So you're trying to murder people. You know, we're trying to be tolerant of you, but we're growing weak. That's what they're saying, right? We're growing tired of you. We're getting irritated with you. We're getting frustrated with you, right? We're getting a little annoyed with you trying to kill people. We've gone back to that now. Yeah, you trying to kill people is really just getting us a little, you know, we're trying to be respectful of your rights, so we're going to crush your rights slowly. We're going to force you into submission, and we're going to take $2,400 away from you right away to let you know we mean business, because you're nothing but a minion. You are a worthless individual to us. Your rights don't matter to us. We don't give a crap about what you believe, what you think, your religious exemptions, because remember, this is going to apply to everybody. And all these airlines are going to do this, folks. Every single one of these airlines is going to get in line. They're all going to say the same thing. Hey, we're not mandating a vaccine. Okay, you can decide not to get vaccinated. We'll respect that. We're just going to make the working conditions virtually unlivable for you. But you've got the right. You've got the right to do whatever the hell you want to do. We just want you to know that. You know, we're not doing vaccine mandates over here. Yes, you can't survive, right? You cannot survive for too long. We're going to financially bankrupt you, but you can still work here. We're not going to fire any of you. It gets better.
They're testing. I wonder, because some companies have decided to just straight up require vaccination for their employees. And given the proximity that your employees have with your customers, particularly in the confined space of an airplane, why not straight up require vaccination?
Well, first and foremost, every company has to make its own decision for its culture, its people, what works according to its values. Delta is at one of the highest vaccination rates of any company I'm aware, already using voluntary measures. And I think these added voluntary steps, short of mandating a vaccine, are going to get us as close to 100% as we can. As you know, Jim, on board our planes, the plane's probably the safest place you can be. All customers are fully masked. The air circulation filtration processes work really well. And we have over 80% of our crews, both pilots and flight attendants, are already vaccinated. vaccinated. So I think this last step, just short of a mandate, I think will work for us.
Yes, just short of a mandate will work for us. This is, in many ways, you could argue, almost worse than a mandate. You have no rights when you work for us. You have no religious freedom when you work for us. We will silence you at all costs if you work for us. And we're going to penalize you until you fall into line 2,400 or maybe even more a year. But you still have freedom because it's a PR nightmare. Oh, and again, let's remember, they canceled a quarter of the flights this weekend on one of the airlines, and it's due to weather again. This weather line's incredible. Next time in your business that you have a screw-up, don't take responsibility for your screw-up. Okay, don't do it. It's not worth it. Claim it's weather. You have another screw-up, claim it's additional weather, right? You have another screw-up after that, claim it's even more additional weather problems. Just keep saying it's weather. Weather is like the best line I've ever heard. Everything comes down to weather. All problems are just weather-induced. It's an accidental weather problem. Oh, we got more weather problems. You sure about that? Yep, it's all about the weather, folks. Weather, 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 weather. Everything's weather. That's all we got to do. Now, all these other companies are going to jump right on board here with this. This is what they do. I want to go back to another story here that is part of the media helping give cover to these airlines with their mandates. They have really ramped up to the point now where they're all sounding like one another and they're getting this drumbeat going. Now, the drumbeat that they're getting going right now is one that's pretty impressive. It's the terrorism drumbeat. You're a terrorist. All of you are terrorists. If you don't agree or comply with what we tell you to do, you are a terrorist. Each and every one of you. Now, it's mainly Republicans, of course, that are terrorists, and they're now calling us out by name. They're calling us terrorists if we don't do what they tell us to do. Every single one of you is a terrorist. You don't believe me? Then listen to the entire media organizing against Republicans, saying to America that it's time for us to just recognize that Republicans are now America's top terrorist threat because you're standing up to vaccine mandates. You're standing up for your kids and what they're teaching them, indoctrinating them in their schools. You are now America's top terrorist threat. Not Al-Qaeda, not ISIS, not Islamic extremists. No, you, not Antifa, not Black Lives Matter. No, they're the ones that burned down cities for a year and a half. They're the ones that took over city blocks and turned into third world countries. None of that is a real threat to this country. It is Republicans. January the 6th, remember that? Yes, Insurrection Day, da-da-da. Republicans, you are now America's top terrorist threat. And if the media says it over and over again long enough, people actually believe it, right? Which is exactly why we now have a montage of the media saying every Republican out there, let's just be honest, you guys are the biggest terrorist threat to this country. The
biggest threat to Americans is not jihadists overseas. It's homegrown domestic terrorists inspired by white supremacists.
The gravest terrorist threat to the homeland is domestic violent extremism.
Domestic terrorism is our number one threat.
Domestic terrorism has been steadily increasing, and that threat needs to be addressed.
Domestic terrorist groups are really starting to surge in this country. It's a big concern.
We know that domestic terrorism is a grave threat, but what can we do to stop it?
What we need is to take the laws we already have and apply them to white people.
If we can go after international terrorists, why can't we do it at home?
Today, we're mostly looking at our neighbors rather than a Osama bin Laden that's far off in Afghanistan.
Bin Laden and co. didn't have supporters and sympathizers among the House Republican caucus.
The Republican Party is basically a domestic terrorist cell at this point, and they should be treated as such.
There are elements of the GOP that are starting to look like the jihadists.
Al-Qaeda wasn't umbilically linked to the American conservative movement in the way that these domestic extremists clearly are.
Domestic terrorists vote and international terrorists don't.
MAGA and the domestic terror threat is much more worrisome than any foreign threat.
Al-Qaeda wasn't white, and white terrorists have a certain advantage, a certain, what's the word I'm looking for? Privilege. White terrorists don't cause widespread fear or panic in the same way that brown terrorists with big beards tend to.
It is domestic white terror that is the greatest threat to our way of life.
Right-wing domestic violent extremism is the single greatest threat facing this country.
There is a serious right-wing domestic terrorism problem in this country.
President Trump is gone, right? And the extremists are not.
The Republican Party is the getaway driver for these domestic terrorists.
What I would call MAGA terrorists.
You're either with them or with us.
You have a Republican Party that sits mute while domestic terrorists plot the next overthrow of the U.S. government.
I don't think we've improved much since the Oklahoma City bombing. In fact, I think we may be in a worse position.
There are 100 McVeighs out there that are thinking about a bombing or thinking about an attack, and it's a much more dangerous landscape than any time in the last several decades.
Yeah, there it is. You're a domestic terrorist. Oh, and by the way, the whole white aspect of this is truly amazing. Man, so much for bringing the country together, right? Now, you may ask yourself this question. Why are they turning this into a racial issue? Because that's how they win elections. Democrats need a divided nation based on race to inspire minorities to go vote for them. Donald Trump was the biggest threat to the Democratic Party because he empowered and he supported all Americans. Understand that. He empowered every American, regardless of race, regardless of the color of their skin. That's what he did so well. That's why you had the lowest unemployment rate in history among African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans. The list goes on and on. So Democrats have nothing to run on in the midterms. Nothing. What can they run on? Not the economy. Gas prices, nope. Freedom, nope. Run on the jab. All right, I think even people are getting a little annoyed at that. If Dr. Fauci's kind of lost his luster even for Democrats now, new polling out shows the majority of Americans, this includes Democrats, don't trust or believe Dr. Fauci. What do you have left? The fear-mongering is dying out with COVID-19. People are starting to get irritated and annoyed by it. So what's left? Oh, tell them all the white people that voted for Donald Trump are domestic terrorists and that they're all going to die. If these guys get power, that's all you got to do. Okay, that's what we do. Divide the country based on race. Ready, set, go. Then maybe we can win an election in the midterms. Tell them that every Republican, if you vote for a Republican, they're really a bunch of Klansmen, a bunch of racists, a bunch of terrorists, a bunch of domestic terrorists. Maybe that'll work. And force them to get the jab and saying that if they don't, if you think for yourself or you have a religious exemption, that you're trying to kill everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let me just go to another aspect of this story of you're a terrorist if you stand up or disagree with vaccine mandates. You're a domestic terrorist. You're worse than ISIS, Al-Qaeda. We're going to lock you up. 13 different ways to lock you up. If you go to a school board meeting and you get too loud, we're gonna harass you into submission if you have a job. We're not going to have a vaccine mandate, but we're going to have a vaccine mandate, and we're going to cost you $2,400 a year just on your insurance if you don't, and then you're going to have to pay for your weekly testing. Right, the list goes up. While all of this is happening, finally, there seems to be an awakening in this country. Plurality is now saying that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a liar who should be fired. I call him the mad scientist, a serial liar. Dr. Fauci, new polling shows a plurality of voters believe he is a liar who should be forced to resign. Now, this guy has been elected by no one and makes more money than any other person in the government. After the revelation last week that Fauci lied under oath about giving our mortal enemies in China funding for gain-of-function research, his public credibility has now landed in the toilet because people are waking up. This is why I tell you, don't lose faith, don't comply, get a lawyer, organize, and fight back against these scumbags. Rasmussen, one of the most accurate pollsters out there, asked 1,000 likely voters a series of questions about Fauci and his controversies. Two questions are the most revealing. Number one, do you believe Dr. Anthony Fauci told the truth about U.S. government funding of gain-of-function research? Only 33% of Americans in the 1,000 people that were polled believe that he told the truth, while a plurality, 49%, said he lied. Should Fauci be forced to resign? Was another question asked by Rasmussen. Only 40% said no, while a plurality, 46%, said yes. A third question showed that the government and the media's attempt to cover up the lab leak theory has failed mightily. You want to know how bad it is? This is because people are having enough of this crap, right? It's the same media, and when they do things, I don't think the media understands what they're doing to themselves right now. They're slowly poisoning them, their profession to death. A great example is what we just talked about with this media who backs up these airlines when they flat out lie to you and tell you, oh, we had to cancel a bunch of flights. Why? Well, because of weather. And then when there's more weather issues, they say the same thing over again. Oh, well, we had more bad weather. Yes, it was just more bad weather. Okay, so you had more bad weather? Yep, we had more bad weather. So you had bad weather on Thursday? Yes. And then you had more bad weather on Friday? Yes. And then more bad weather on Saturday? Yes. And then more bad weather on Sunday? And then more bad weather on Monday? Yes. That is the media carrying water. It's the only way to describe it, for liars. They're not telling the truth. They're having a sick out. They're not telling the truth that the pilots and the staff are saying, all right, you're going to force us to get the jab. You're going to treat us like we're minions, were just nothing but a number on a page. You're not going to listen to our concerns. fine, we'll protest. They won't tell you that story because if they tell you that story, they're afraid that you'll start doing it where you work. They don't want to encourage you, right? Why would they encourage you? That's scarier than anything else. How likely is it that COVID-19 was originated in a Chinese laboratory? Was another question Rasmussen asked. You ready for this? 71% of respondents said it is very, was 49% in that 71%. Somewhat likely, 22%. And likely, 16%. Only 10% said it was not very likely. And only 6% said it not at all likely that it came from a Chinese laboratory. They have been lying to us. The media has been lying to us. Fauci's been lying to us. Biden's been lying to us. And the media has been doing this. And what the media doesn't understand is, and I'm glad they don't, because they are slowly poisoning their entire profession to death. No one is believing the media at this point because they've been lying and they keep lying. And then they treat us like we're idiots. When you have 46% of voters agree that with Senator Rand Paul that Fauci should be fired, that tells you everything you need to know. The media is losing this war, folks. And the media acting as nothing more than propagandists for our government for day after day, every day, lying to you every day that they can possibly lie to you, which is what they've been doing. The flight cancellations over the weekend, 1 in 4 flights canceled on a major airline, and they actually look you in the face and they tell you, well, it's bad weather again, 4 days in a row. Everybody that was stranded is angry, right? Because they know they're being lied to. And if they just be honest and say, hey, we got a sick out going on. We're really sorry you're stranded, but this is the reality of the situation. People would forget it and probably move on pretty quickly. They would. But then when you look at them in a straight face and then you don't take accountability or responsibility for what's going on, and we've already had other airlines do the same damn thing, and they look you in the face, they say it's bad weather, and you're sitting there and you're stranded in a city and you're going, are you kidding me? And you're going, come on. Are you joking? Like, please tell me you're joking. You expect me to believe this? People hate it when you insult their intelligence. And it looks like finally America's starting to wake up to that. It looks like finally people are starting to wake up to this and realize that this is crap. These poll numbers for Fauci are damning, you would think, to his career. But it's not. Just so you understand, it's not. These numbers are not damning. You want to know why? Because he is the liar for this administration, and they will not part ways with him. He is their new useful idiot, a man that they've given more power to than even the President of the United States of America when it comes to public health, a man that can lie to you, lie to Congress, lie under oath, and there is no accountability because he's telling the lie that this administration needs him to tell. Democrats have lost control of this country completely, and the only thing left to do is to say COVID-19. And the only thing left to do is to say that the Republicans are racists. That's all that's left. That's their only option. That's the only thing left in the game plan, folks. They tell you over and over again that you are the threat to society. The Republican conservative Trump supporter is a terrorist, and they're trying to kill you. And anybody that doesn't wear a mask is trying to kill you. That's all you've got left. That is it. There's nothing else you can say. There's nothing else you can run on. There's nothing else that you can do. Like, this is it, folks. This is the whole ball game. There, what else is there? You can't run on the economy. Can't run on job growth. You can't run on supply chain issues. You can't run on gas prices being manageable. I'm not even talking about low. I'm just saying manageable. New headline from CNN just came out. Just in, a U.S. government rule for private businesses with 100 or more employees to vaccinate them or do weekly tests will go on the books within days. fulfilling an announcement President Joe Biden made in September. They are going to pound you into submission. We just got this coming in. I'm going to read it to you as I'm getting it. The Federal Register will publish within days the Labor Department's rule requiring private businesses with 100 or more employees to vaccinate them or test them weekly, fulfilling an announcement President Joe Biden made in September. So it's official. They are going to harass you. The Office of Management and Budget completed its required review of the emergency rule on Monday. On November 1, the Office of Management and Budget completed its regulatory review of the emergency temporary standard. The Federal Register will publish the emergency temporary standard in the coming days. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been working expeditiously to develop an emergency temporary standard that covers employees with 100 or more employees, firm or company-wide, and provide options for compliance. The spokesman has added, covered employers must develop, so this is now a government requirement, implement and enforce a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy unless they adopt a policy requiring employees to choose either to, one, get vaccinated, or two, to undergo regular harassment with COVID-19 testing. I added the regular harassment part in there. And forced to wear a face mask covering at work at all times. The new government mandate also requires employers, it's the private sector, not public, to provide paid time to workers to get vaccinated and paid sick leave to recover from any side effects. I'd have a lot of side effects if I were you folks. In September, Biden announced the Labor Department would draft an emergency rule compelling private companies with 100 or more employees to require vaccinations or weekly testing. While America is in much better shape than it was 7 months ago when I took office, Biden said at the time, I need to tell you a second fact. We're in a tough stretch and it could last for a while. This new emergency temporary standard will require large employers to give their workers paid time off again to get vaccinated. If a business does not comply with a government mandate, the government, quote, will take enforcement actions, which could include substantial fines up to nearly $14,000 per violation, which would shut down your business. Wow. The Labor Department is now going to require private businesses with 100 or more employees to vaccinate your entire staff, test them weekly, or you will be fined up to $14,000. I hope every one of you will share this podcast with your family and friends right now. Please subscribe to our podcast. Hit that subscribe or auto-download button so you can get this podcast every day. And share this on social media. It is time for us to fight back. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.